Locker Room Chats continue here tonight. KNZA 103.9 FM. We're on to Sabetha. Blue Jays basketball continuing on. It's brought to you by C&K Service, Garrett Country Mart, and Sailor Insurance. And we're joined by girls basketball coach, that is Nate Bauman, coming off a midseason tournament last week at Burlington. Of course, very familiar with that field, and a fifth place finish for the Blue Jays, a 2-1 record in their three games there. They lost the openers to Ottawa, but bounced back, wins over Paola and Labette County to wrap up that tournament. Coach, just kind of real quick, the overall takeaway from that three-game stretch at Burlington.
It was great for us. We played three athletic, physical teams, and usually when we go down there, it's a little different style. It's called a little bit differently than sometimes we get in Northeast Kansas, which is good for us to have to adjust to. I think it took us a little while in the Ottawa game just to realize that and to adjust to it. But I thought we competed. We gave ourselves a chance at the end. They just made a few more plays than we did. They hit some big shots. That toughness kind of that we gained from that night really helped us in the Friday and Saturday games with similar styles of teams. So it's really good for us. Going to be good for us in the long run, and that's why we go down there.
Mary Lou Kurtz, we talked about her multiple times throughout the course of the year, but she had a great tournament, a great weekend, and earned Athlete of the Week honors, and rightfully so. She had a near triple-double in the game on Friday against Paola, 17 points, 10 rebounds, and 9 steals. Pretty incredible stat line there, and then she goes off for 27 in the win over Labette County, including 5 threes and 8 rebounds, continuing to prove that she's one of the best in the league.
Yeah, she really had a great week, and had 13 in the first round game too. She was the leading scorer for the whole tournament for all three games, and made the all tournament team too. I was really proud of not just her, but all of our girls on Friday night, especially against Paola. We did not shoot it well as a group. I think we were 2 of 21 from 3-point range. We were 8 of 48 overall, and at halftime even we were like 3 of 14 from the free throw line. So nothing was going. What I love about our team and what they continue to buy into is if we don't let them score, then we're still in the game. And that's exactly in the second quarter against Paola, we held it scoreless to stay in the game until we started hitting a few shots and we finished the game, 11 of 13 from the free throw line in the fourth quarter to kind of seal that one away. But, Mary's the 9 steals that she had in that game led us to some extra possessions and certainly took away some shots from Paola. And that was huge for us in a game where we were really struggling to score. And then Saturday we kind of all came out on fire. I think we made 5 threes in the first quarter and 8 in the first half. And Mary had, I think she was 4 for her first 4, hit 5 threes in the first half. But Alexia hit one, and Jessica hit one, and Trinity hit one, and Hallie hit one that was pretty deep too. So when we have that many girls that can hit a shot from outside, it's pretty tough to defend. And so I hope we gained that confidence from that game as well.
And you try to carry it over as the season, comes down to the home stretch here, just a few weeks left, and we're diving into Substate, and you get right back to it. No game earlier this week. You've had a little bit of time off since the final game of that Burlington tournament against Labette County, but doesn't get any easier as you get back to it on Friday at Silver Lake. Silver Lake, number 7 ranked team in Class 3A right now. What's the early scouting report look like there, and what kind of ball game do you expect Friday?
Well, it's never the scouting report you like to see when they have no noticeable weaknesses. But that's really it. They've got really good post presence. They've got guards who can shoot it and handle the ball. They pressure you on defense well. They're really, really, really a good team and well coached, obviously, by Coach Porter also. So that makes it a challenge. But it's a challenge that we look forward to. You want to test yourself against some of the best in the state. And definitely Silver Lake is one of those teams. So, we have some things, some work to do defensively to try to slow them down. We have to make sure we're efficient on offense as well to stay in the game with them. But, what I really want to see is just us compete and have no fear. The old respect all, fear none kind of mantra is what we're going with. And we certainly do respect them, but I don't want us to have any fear at all. Just take it right to them.
There it is. So that's the girls basketball coach, Nate Bauman, coming off a fifth place win at the Burlington tournament this past week. They go 2-1, beat Labette County and Paola. Now they get set for another tough test at Silver Lake on Friday. Ball games on Kansas Land Radio and the Sabetha channel as well at MSDSports.net. Coach, we appreciate it. We'll see you on Friday.
All right. Thanks, Brandon.